John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
Welcome back to another episode of Players, Profiles, and Projections. We are doing David Robertson today. We're excited about it. I love D-Rob. What do you love or hate? No gray area in this world, Jake. Do you love or hate D-Rob?
Love.
All right, cool.
He's our. I have him as our eighth inning guy. Everyone's yelling about Betances still. I'm done with that curmudgeon.
Well, Betances will come up, and so will Chad Green. So I was going to ask you where you have about those guys, but let's just keep this to David Robertson. Do you want to give a little profile on the man? D-Rob, the Houdini? Alabama?
Houdini!
High Sox for Hope?
He's the brother of Connor Robertson, 32 years old and 303 days as of today. He's born on April 9th. How much of a profile do we need?
None of that.
Drafted in the 17th round. I mean, I think what needs to be known about D-Rob last year is that he was absolutely filthy. He finished the year with a 1.84 ERA, a 9-2 record, 68 innings pitched, 98 strikeouts. Holy Toledo. With the Yankees, he went in 30 games, he went 5-0 with a 1.03 ERA, 35 innings pitched, 51 strikeouts. So he was quite literally as good as it gets while he was with the Yankees last year.
It was the most strikeouts per 9 innings that he had in a full season since his last season with the Yankees in 2014. He had 13.1 strikeouts per 9. In 2014, he had 13.4. In 2011, he had 13.5 when he was...
Where he finished 11th in the Cy Young voting that year.
And 22nd in the MVP, which I believe Gary finished like 22nd last year. Yeah, D-Rob. I mean, I love him. His rise... With the Yankees, he's homegrown, so everyone loves homegrown players. He's got a good personality. He's a gamer, to quote Greg Bird. He said D-Rob is a gamer. He's funny on the mound. Like that gif of he gave us a lot of great gifs last year. One, running out during the brawl like Forrest Gump to fix everything and defend his friends. Hilarious. When Gary got hit in the nuts and he had a good reaction, he was all, you know, again, felt bad for his friend. Are you okay? Stuff like that. And then he also, I really like the way he flirts his ass off the mound. You know, like after he gets the third strikeout of the inning, he does this little hop skip and then kind of runs like you go heels to butt running where you're just flirty. It's just he's straight up flirting with the entire stadium the way he runs off the mound. And I think that's pretty fun. I like making gifs of that.
Flirty's the word you've landed on for that?
Yeah, man. Have you seen it?
Yes. We've talked about it in depth last year. I didn't think flirty was the word you were going to land on. You were making deer comparisons. I don't know.
Because he prances.
I do have bad news about D-Rob.
Cancer?
53 games. Wait.
Okay. Interested?
No. This was shown very, very oddly. For some reason, it said he's had 53 games as a batter, but zero plate appearance. So I don't know if that just means he's been pinch hit for 53 times, but this is showing me he's never had an at-bat.
Okay. Well.
So I don't know. We're talking about the home run Yankees, and I'm not seeing it from Robertson.
Zero home runs from Robertson, and I think, are we upset with that?
Yes, I kind of am. This dude's never going to get an at-bat. Pretty good major league career.
Moonlight Graham. Okay, so we're going to need to have Boone schedule in an at-bat for Robertson. That's what you're saying.
529 career games, zero at-bats.
Okay, if Robertson grabs a bat, okay, close your eyes, Jake. David Robertson grabs a bat, walks to the mound, gets into the box. Who's batting?
Why does he walk into the mound?
Okay, sorry. Well, you know, he's got pitching on his mind, so he gets a little confused.
He's walks so confused. The mound. He's shook.
The whole stadium's like, no, David, no, you're hitting. So then he walks to the batter's box, steps into the box, digs in, two hands on the bat, looks up at the batter, the pitcher, waits for the pitch to come. Whose stance is his most comparable to in your head as you're imagining this?
Know what I'm imagining so vividly? A right-handed Johnny Damon.
Oh my God. Just so active. I am not. I am envisioning a right-handed, like when Pedro, you know, he's just like this tiny little figure just standing there, no interest in swinging. And he has a jacket on, starter jacket.
No, I'm in D-Rob. D-Rob's approach is full intimidation. Like, okay, here I come. But he's not going to swing.
It's definitely not swinging. All right, so how about his pitching ability this
year? Oh, his pitching. Pitching projection.
So he said, as we're recording this, it came out that he asked Larry Rothschild what his role will be on this team. And Larry said he does not sure yet. So, I mean, which makes sense. And I'm against strict pitching roles. In the bullpen, I think you play it like closer, sure, because that's a real mentality thing. So, yeah, you have a closer. But the rest, I think you play by ear and by rest, which is good. But I've read recently some pitchers like Adam Warren said he really didn't like pitching for the Cubs because he didn't know his role. And the Yankees, he always knew when he was going to come into games. So I think the schedule and the preparing and mentally people like knowing. Last year, D-Rob had no idea. I mean, last year, he came into games for us, seventh inning, eighth inning, ninth inning, sixth, eighth, seventh, sixth, eighth, ninth, seventh, tenth, eighth, seventh, fifth, sixth, eighth. He was all over, and he seemed to flourish. I think he went 100 batters with only six hits at one point, which was amazing.
His role wasn't, you know, reliever roles are usually defined by innings. His role essentially got defined by most important outs of the game that weren't the ninth inning. That's what it felt like towards the end. There was a couple times when Chad Green got thrown into that, but that's
Green,
when
D-Rob.
We needed more innings.
Yeah, Joe said a couple times, Girardi said, our plan was Green's first out of the pen, D-Rob second, and it didn't matter. We saw in the wild card game, it didn't matter what inning or anything. So I don't know how much it was when the big bats came compared to just, it was though. I mean, he was very, very important and a trusted piece of the bullpen, which I think he will be this year. You think he's going to be scheduled in for the eighth inning guy?
I think to start the year, absolutely. I know there's still a lot of Betances love out there. I'm not fully on that boat. And why should you be? And if Betances wants to be that, have him earn it. Have him show he can do it. I started with David Robertson's numbers. And we're not always numbers guys, but for this, you have to be 30 games, a 1.03 ERA.
Good.
I mean, that's Looney Tunes. That's past video game stats. And something that he's incredible at. And man, I've been scrolling his page looking for the stats because it's usually an easy stat to find. But with inherited runners last year, he was incredible. I mean, the nickname Houdini. So, I mean, that's a special characteristic in itself, especially if you want to have this fluid bullpen situation. If he could be the mid-inning guy, I mean, that could reshape the way teams look at bullpens almost.
I like that. I like that he can come in with guys on. I want some website, and maybe the big stat nerds already know that this exists, and I just am not aware of it. I don't really care about a relief pitcher's earned ERA that much. I don't think it tells the whole story. I need an ERA with inherited runners. Does that exist? Is that easy to find? I need all relief pitchers to be judged on inherited runners' ERA because that is their job.
Right.
Like D-Rob comes into a tie game with a man on second and one and no outs, and he gives up a ground ball to second base. The runner moves over. Then he gives up a fly ball. Sure, that's not his earned run, but also his job was to make sure the guy in second didn't score, so he didn't do his job. So I need relievers to have an earned run ERA to look at because ERA doesn't tell the whole story.
Right. You and me have had some arguments about that because it's kind of changing the stat. the stat that they do keep track of is inherited runner scored percentage. And I'm trying to find Robertson's right now. Maybe we can find a way to add it later, because right now I cannot find it. But on two teams last year, he had 18 inherited runners and six of them scored. On the Yankees, he was 9 inherited runners and 2 of them scored. So I think I'm trying to look at the league leaders in that. It comes out fishy, obviously, because there's a lot of 0% starting pitchers out there. But he's good.
He's good. And we're excited for him.
Yes. And I think something that we have to talk about is, because different players, we've said there's a certain number that defines them. We talked Chapman, and we were saying, you know, basically blown saves defines the closer.
Yep.
Home runs for Greg Bird, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What's the number that defines Robertson?
Good outings. What are you going to look at for a reliever?
Stat?
How many times did he come into the game and not blow it?
Yeah, so would that be losses?
Or blown saves? But, I mean, he could blow it and still get a win, so.
Right, which you hate.
Well, for fantasy baseball, I don't like that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's just games. Like, we don't want him getting hurt. We don't want him pulling a Betances and losing his – if he starts as the eighth role guy, I'd like him to stay as the eighth role guy the whole year, because that means he doesn't have a bad stretch.
Okay, I like
that. He's on a contract year, so he's got something to pitch for if you believe in contract years. I believe in contract years heavily. I think that really alters a guy's performance, which it shouldn't, but it does. I think there's proof to that.
Now, what do you think about ERA? What would a disappointing David Robertson ERA be to you?
Dude, I don't even know. I don't even know. He could do a Tyler Clippard, come in, have a really bad stretch of 3 games where he gives up a grand slam each game without recording an out. And those 3 games are the only games he blows all year, but he let in 12 runs in those 3, and then his ERA skewed, but that's still a fantastic season, so I don't really...
So you don't even care?
Don't even care.
I don't know. I'd throw something like 3-5 out there, but you're kind of right. And the Betances from last year has thrown me off in that ridiculous ESPN article. You know I don't get mad much. But they were talking about X factors for each team in the playoffs, and they said the Yankees' X factor was Betances, and it literally blew a fuse on me.
Yeah, you're still talking about it. It's ESPN, man. They suck.
He essentially could have not been on the roster, and it would have been a non-issue for the Yankees. But here's the Yankees' X factor. So I don't know. I just think I thought he was older. I thought he's turning 33 this season. I thought he was 34, 35 already. So – that, if anything, just ups my expectations. I think he's an absolute stud. His stuff is dirty. He's been doing it for a long time. Career 2.78 ERA, something like that.
So final thoughts.
Love D-Rob.
So final thoughts on D-Rob. We like him a lot. We enjoy almost everything about him. I enjoy his high socks. I enjoy his curveball. I enjoy his ability to strand inherited runners and to strike out dudes. I enjoy his pitching. I hope to see him get an at-bat this season and not have a bad stretch. Final thoughts?
I think that's the goal.
That's the goal?
That's my goal. Get David Robertson in at bat.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is a PPP player profile and projection from John Boy and Jake talking Yanks. Appreciate you listening. We're going to keep these coming. It's been a lot of fun. Spring training's going on right now. It's the best ever. We will be there very soon to bring you a lot of fun videos and shit like that. Rate, review, subscribe. Help us out if you're enjoying these, because your ratings and your reviews help more than you think they do. That's a fact. They help
six,
more than you
six
think.
Stars.
Six stars. Six stars. Six stars. Hammer that 6 stars. Thanks, guys. Bye.